Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Samachay. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach on Daf Samachay, Amin Aleph, at the Mishnah, towards the top of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah, Ketzer and Eisen. The Mishnah continues to describe the procedure for cutting the Seirim that we bring for the Karban Omer. So says the Mishnah, Shluchei Bezdin, people who were designated by the Bezdin, Yoytzim Erev Yontov would leave an Erev Yontov for Pesach to take, that would be the field from which they would be taking the soirim, the grain, for the oimer. It says the Mishnah, Oysen, I say, Kriyuches, B'mechubel, Karkam. While the grain was still attached to the ground, they would bundle them up from Erev Yontif, Kedei Shei Noich Liktzor, in order that it should be easy for them, to be able to collect from there on Yontif, once they're bundled up and designated, it's much easier to find to just cut versus when they have to start bundling them together. And as I saw, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, we're going to learn that there were many people who participated in the act of the cutting of the Omer. They wanted to be there, as we've been discussing, and will continue. And it would be a tircha de tzibura to make all these people need to stand there and wait while they're doing this. So they did as much as they could. From Erev Yontif to avoid this problem. Says the Mishnah. Further, kol ayaris smuchos l'sham, all of the city that were close to the place when they're cutting the Omer, Miskansas l'sham, would gather together there, kadesh shenikzer beis agadol, that it should be done with much fanfare. The Sfas Emes points out that this, as we learned in our previous year, the proper place to cut the Omer is next to Yushlaim. Gemara gave a number of reasons: emavir mal mitzvahs, Carmel. So explains the Sfas Emes, when the Omer was cut from a spat that was near Yerushalayim, so all the people who were in Yerushalayim, they were there for El Regel, would just go along. But here, we're speaking about, as we learned in the previous year, that if they can't find Omer next to Yerushalayim, they would go to a place that's more distant. And if they went to a place that's more distant, all the people that were in Yerushalayim would not come along. There's even a discussion I saw in the Paiskim, if somebody who's in Yerushalayim for Oil L'Regel is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So who did they rely on? They relied on the people who were closer to those cities, that they should participate, that there should be the fanfare. The Paiskim discuss Bizman Azeh, which unfortunately we don't have the Karban Omer, so we don't do the Ketzirus Omer. But why don't we prepare the Ketzirus Omer before? That maybe we will need it. And they explain because with Chalamoid, as we discussed in our previous year, we're really not supposed to do Avoida. We're only doing Melacha when we're allowed to. Here, we don't have the right to do the Melacha with that. We don't have a right to do malacha if it's not going to be necessary. Furthermore, as we're going to learn, they specifically wanted a lot of fanfare when they were cutting the Omer. And the reason they wanted a lot of fanfare when they were cutting the Omer was because by the tzedakim in a year, they did not believe that the Omer should be cut on the second day of Pesach. They believed, as we're going to be learning very extensively in our shurim, they believe that it should always be done on a Sunday, Mimachros HaShabbos. To show that we don't agree with them, they specifically did the mitzvah Ketzirus Omer with a lot of fanfare to show that we don't agree. Says the Mishnah Kimashek Sheikha, once, says the Mishnah, it got dark, Oymalahem, the person who's cutting, says to the people who are there, he asked them, Bo Hashemesh, has the sun come down? because the halacha is we're not supposed to do it until the night of the second day Yontif. And the people there, Imahain, they say yes. And he then asked them another time, Ba'ashemesh, did the sun, Ba'ashemesh, and they say Hain. Then he asked them, Magalzu, should I use this sickle to cut the Imer? And they say Hain. Magalzu, and he asked again, Imahain, they say yes. And again he asked, Kupazu, should I put the grain, the barley, into this box? And Imahain, they say yes. And Kupazu, and he asks again, and they say Hain. B'Shabbat, and if this, as we learned in the previous sugya, that this halacha is applicable even if it's on Shabbos. And Shabbos, Imahain, if this took place on Shabbos, he asked them, Shabbazu, should I cut even though it involves Chil Shabbos? And again, Imahain, they say yes. The mitzvah of cutting the Imer is Doicha Shabbos. And again, he asked them, Shabbazu, should this be done today on Shabbos? Even though Shabbos, I'm a Hain. And then he asked them, Ektzor, should I now cut? Ve'emem le'ektzor. So it's very interesting that the Achrayim all point out that by the previous questions, when he asked the question, the answer was given, Hain, yes. Here, when he asked the question, they say Ektzor. Why is that? So the Sefer Amtachas Binyamin explains that it's always better to speak in the most explicit fashion possible. But in the other questions, those are yes or no questions. When somebody asks you, is it dark already? So the appropriate answer is yes. But, and if you're going to say, Ba'a Shemesh, I asked that the sun is it dark, and you answer Ba'a Shemesh, you're answering the exact same words, it's just the way it comes out. And that's not clear. So for clarity purposes, we say Hain. But when he asks here, should I cut? And they answer Ktsar. So the word Ektsar and Ktsar are not the same words. So there's no concern of lack of clarity. And therefore, the halacha is, we can say the word Ektsar. Another answer I saw to this question is that we wanted that they should cut, the Tereshi Sorrel says the Teretz, we wanted them to cut immediately. If they're going to say, should I cut? And the answer is just going to be yes, but they're not going to answer Ktsar. So the answer means that we could get to it whenever we get to it. But that's not what we want. We want them to cut immediately. So that's why we'd say Ktsar. Another answer I saw, similar answer, if he asks Ektsar and they say Hain, it means yes, you could do it or not do it, whatever you want. But that's not what we want. We want it to be very clear that Ktsar, that we want him to know, we expect you and we want you to immediately cut the grain. Shalosh Pama called Dava Damer, says the Gemara, every question was asked three times, and each time it's answered, Hain, 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 it's answered three times. Ask the Gemara, why was this necessary? Kol kach lama, why was this necessary? Says the Mishnah of Nei Baisusim, there were the Baisusim and the Tzedakim. Shiyayir Oimrim, as we've been saying, they believe that Ein Ktziris Oimer Matzah Yontif, that the Ktziris Oimer is not Matzah Yontif. It's always going to be Memachros HaShabbos. It's always going to be on a Sunday. Because the Torah, when it speaks about the mitzvah of Ktziris HaOmer, it says, V'sfarat lechem memachros HaShabbos. The Baisusim said that what does memachros HaShabbos mean? It always means the day after Shabbos, which means Sunday. The Chachamim held that memachros HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, no matter what day of the week Pesach fell, and even though we discussed in previous shiurim that in our calendar, Pesach can never be on a Friday, which will make the second day Shabbos. In their calendar, which they were Mekadosh through Edom, it is possible. Although the Rishonim say the Beis Din always tried to avoid it should happen on that way, but sometimes it can happen. So in order to show that we don't agree with the Baisusim, and we always do it on the second day Yontif. They specifically did it with a lot of fanfare to show that this is when we do it, not like you believe. The Mishnah Masechta of his Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis teaches us. Antigonus is Soichi Kibo Mishim Metzadik. Who are your Aimrim? Altu Yakavodim Hamashash Mesarav Abnas Lakabu Pras. Don't be like servants who work for benefit. Allah Kavadim Mesham Shusarav Shalem Kabu Pras. You shouldn't work for benefit. And Antigonus had two Talmidim. One was, his name was Tzadik, and one Talmud's name was Baisus. And when they heard Antigonus the Rebbe say this, they didn't understand exactly what he meant. They thought what he meant to say is that there's no reward and punishment for what we do, not in Olam Hazeh, not in Olam Haba. And that attitude caused that they should just rebel against the Torah, and they formed groups, and those groups were called Tzadikim by Susim. So, but these Tzadikim and by Susim were aware that they got this name because of the Rebbe, Baisus and Tzadik. These people were really people who are Pikarsim, they didn't believe in Hashem. But they knew if they're going to be saying this so publicly, nobody will follow them. So what they chose to do is that they said, we only believe in Torah Shebiksav, and we don't believe in Torah Shebalpeh. That's something that people were more amenable to following, and that's what happened. There's a question that I saw even, that perhaps even Tzadik and Baisus, not just the Tzadik and Baisusim, but even Tzadik and Baisus ultimately left the way of Hashem. It's interesting that the Gemara, the Mishnah just said, that we say the question, each question, in order to properly publicize it, each question is said and asked and answered three times. The Divrei Yecheskel from the Shin of Arav says that on Shabbos, by all the meals, the minig is to say Askinu Sudasa, but the minig is to say it just one time. By Mlav Malka, the minig is to say Askinu Sudasa three times. And the question is, why specifically by Mlav Malka do we say Askinu Sudasa three times, whereas by the other meals we say it only one time? So he says that Suda Shabbos, the obligation to eat a Suda Shabbos, we know is a Chiv Deraisa. And since it's a Chiv Deraisa, of course, people are careful to eat it and treat it with the proper respect. So therefore, it's satisfactory to say Askinu Sudasa only once. But when we speak about Mlav Malka, which unfortunately many people don't even eat Mlav Malka, and they certainly don't treat it with the proper respect, to show how significant the Sudas Mlav Malka is, the minig is to say Askinu Sudasa three times. Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara begins to discuss that there's a sefer called Megillas Tainus. As we know, they had Torah Shebalpeh, and Torah Shebalpeh, as we've been saying, was something that was learned orally. And not everybody remembered what it says in Torah Shebalpeh. And there was times there was a concern that there were different Yamin Tovim, as we're going to see, that were established, not the set Yamin Tovim, obviously, that are under Torah. And they had a Megillas Tainus that identified when those Yamin Tovim are. Not only did they identify when those Yom HaTovim are, but they actually said what they're for and to what degree of a Yontif they are. So it says in Megillas Tainus, Elu Yomayim, the following days were established by Chazal, the Loilas Anabahem, that you're not allowed to fast. And some of those days, even more so, Loi Lemisbad Bahem, we can't even say a Hesped. So the way Rashi explains, a day that you're not allowed to fast is a Yontif, but a day that not only you're allowed to fast, but you're not allowed to even say a hesped, is even a greater yontif. And the reason is that because the greater the nace, the greater the yontif. Says the Gemara, Mereish Yarcha the Nissan at Tamni Bay from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until 8 days in Nissan. It took him to Mida. They reestablished the carbon tamid, and the Tzedakim wanted us to stop it, and we were successful in reestablishing the Lasabid, and therefore we may not say a hesped on those days, and certainly it we're not allowed to say a hesped. We're not allowed to fast either. And from 8 days in this until after Pesach, it's Yosef Chag de Shvuya. The proper time when Shvuas is supposed to be was established, because as we're learning, the Tzedakim were trying to, had a different way of establishing it. And that's why they were established to be, now we can't fast. However, we are allowed to say a hesped, because they were not, there was not as great as a yontif, there was not as great as a yontif as the Karban Tamid. And the way the Mefarshim explained this, because regarding the yontif of Shavuos, the Besusim did not have a pasuk that really supported their position. Regarding the Karban Tamid, the Tzedakim had a pasuk that supported their opinion, and therefore it wasn't so easy to argue with them, explains Rashi. And therefore, when we're able to prevail, even in a place where they were able to prove their point with a pasuk, it's a greater yontif. It is important to point out that Tosfos Divrei Maskil Mareish says that in Masechta Tainus, that for Yud Zayin Amabez, the Gemara has a reverse girsa, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until 8 days in Nisan, we don't fast. And from 8 days in Nisan, we don't even say a hesped. And says the Gemara to analyze this. Mereish Yerch Nisan at Tamnebei, from Shredish Nisan until 8 days in Nisan, it took him to meet up the Lai Mispid. Because they reestablished the Tamid, those are days, because they reestablished the Tamid, days are days where they don't, where we don't say a hesped. Says the Gemara. Shoyet Tzedakim Oimrim. The Tzedakim said, Yochem is not a mevi tamid. A person could bring his tamid from his own funds. And the Chacham held, as we've discussed many times in our shiurim, that the tamid comes, there was the machzah shekel that everybody participated on an annual basis. That money was put into Trumas Alishka, and that was the money that was used for the tumid. My darish, what was the basis of the opinion of the Tzedakim? They said the pasuk regarding the coming of the tumid says, as a keves echad tasa b'biker, but as a keves asheni tasa ben abayim. Tasa is a loshen yochid, and that was the basis that they said that it's brought by an individual. Says the Mamaya Hadru, how did we respond? Because the pasuk says, as kabani lach milisha reich nechaychi, Tishmru, she cool and buy Trumas Alishkin. The money comes from Trumas Alishkin. And that, when we were able to prevail, that's when we made a big yontif. So the Torah Tamima makes an interesting observation. Really, what we have here in the Gemara, says the Torah Tamima, is we have two psukim. One pasuk says the word Tishmru, which is Lashon Rabim, and the other pasuk says Tasu is a Lashon Yachid. So in what way were we able to prevail over them? So he says that what the Gemara means is that Chachamim obviously were able to come up with other arguments to prove their point. And when they were, because at this, until that point, they were really at a standoff. Because the Chachamim were able to come up successfully with other arguments to prove their point, that's why it's a Yontif. Then we said, Matam the Bay, from 8 days in Nisan, at Sof Meada till the end of Pesach, Etos of Chag de Shvuah, Shvuah was established, and the Loy Lamis, but that's why we don't say a Hesped on those days. And explains the Gemara. Shoye Beisusim Oimrim. What did the Beisusim say? Atzeres Acha Shabbos. Atzeres is always on Sunday. What was the basis for the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'svat l'chem emachso Shabbos, V'yoyim ha'viyachim es oima tenufo, Sheva Shabbos Timimus Tiyana. So the pasuk says, Mimachros HaShabbos. Mimachros HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos. The day after Shabbos means Sunday. Says the Gemara, Nitmalem Rav Yochim Zakkai. So Rav Yochim Zakkai told the Vamalem, Shoitim, Menayim Lachem. What makes you say that Machus Shabbos means Sunday? Says the Gemara, V'loya Echad Meshivai. There was no one that could respond. V'loya Echad, Adam Echad Shai Meshivai, no one was able to respond. Chutz Mizokan Echad Shai Mefatbit Kenegdoi. There was somebody who was debating him. Vama, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oiv Yisrael Hayah. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who greatly loved Klal Yisrael. V'yedeya, Moshe Rabbeinu was well aware, Shetzer Shem Echadu, that Shavuos is a one-day yontif. Amad V'tikna, so he made that Shavuos should always be Acha Shabbos. That Shavuos should always be on a Sunday. If Shavuos is always on Sunday, and the day before is already Shabbos, like that, you'll get a weekend to get a yontif. So the question is, how did they know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oiv Yisrael? Because Moshe Rabbeinu extended when Matan Torah took place. So the truth of the matter, asked the Mefarshim, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that extended it. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea, perhaps, but it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that extended it. So why are they giving credit to Moshe Rabbeinu? So that was exactly what they were trying to say. If it would have been that Yom Tovim are extended because what Hashem says, then Hashem said that Shavuot should be a one-day yontif, and there's no room for any disagreement. They wanted to show that people's considerations are what count. Therefore, Shavuos should always be a two. They wanted that they throw Mesanigin Shnei Yomim. We should celebrate Shavuos 2 days. Karvlov, so Rabbi Yochanan said regarding a mikrazer, Echad Asu Yom Mecharev Derech Seya Kodesh Beneyu. The pasuk says that if Klal Yisrael would have gone through the path of Har Seya, they could have gotten the Kodesh Beneyu, which is right next to Yisrael, in 11 days. Im Moshe Ben Oiv Yisrael, so now, Rabbi Yochim Zakkai says, if you're correct, and Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who always had this consideration, why were we in the midbar for 40 years? Amloi Rabbi Bekach at the Petrani, to which he said to him, this is the way you're going to be able to prevail over me? Amloi Shoita. He said to him, that's not an answer. What does the 40 years in the midbar, said this tzedaki to Moshe Rabbeinu, have to do with Shavuos? Shaita, so Rabbi Yochim Zakkai said, you are a fool. Our Torah, which is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot be moved because something that you want. Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Ad memachso Shabbos Shavuos, so here we see that we count 50 days. They don't have to be full weeks. Whenever the 50 days come, that is Shavuos. Because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Sheva Shavuos is Tumim Tiyana, that it's always 7 full weeks. The Shavuos will be on Sunday. How do we reconcile these two pesukim? HaKetzad can be Yontif Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Yontif comes out on Shabbos, and that means Machros HaShabbos is Sunday. So indeed, Shavuos will be 7 weeks later on Shavuot, on Sunday. Can be Yontif Shechal Yisbem to Shabbos, but not like you believe that we're going to move it around as whenever you want. So here we're learning that we believe that Machros HaShabbos means Machros Yontif. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? We're saying Machros Shabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. But why, indeed, does the Sefer Tapuk Chaim ask, is Pesach called Shabbos? So he says that we know that the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that by Pesach nedoinim al tefuah. In Pesach, we're judged on the tefuah that we're going to have all year. And in fact, that's part of the reason we bring the Korban Omer on Pesach. So explains the Tevuch Chaim, we know that all the bracha and all the panosa that we have is directly linked to Shabbos. So since all of our panosa is so directly linked so directly linked to Shabbos, it makes that's why Pesach, which is a day where our panosa is determined, is called Shabbos. Sher Rabbi Elazar Sofer, Rabbi Yeshua Moina, Rabbi Shmuel Mamer, Rabbi Yehuda Lamata Simon. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to bring different rayas against the Btzukim. Rabbi Elazar Enet Soirich. We don't have to use the contradiction between the two Psukim to determine when Machos Shabbos is. Harei Omer, the Pasuk says, the Shivishvus Tisbaloch, that the Bezdin is the one that determines when the Sphira begins. Sphira Tuluya BeBezdin. Bezdin makes that determination. Eim Yoidim, they know the Kaddish Yonta, because Shabbos has nothing to do with Bezdin. Every week, Shabbos is Shabbos. But when we speak about Yontif, it's determined, as we've been learning in our Shurim, by Bezdin. Since it's determined by Bezdin, Yotze Shabbos Bereses, Shesviras B'chol Adam. So this clearly is an indication that Svira, which is dependent on Bezdin, has nothing to do with a regular Shabbos. It has to do with Yontif, which is determined by Bezdin. Reb Shulaimer, this is the way we're going to understand that the halach is that Machos Shabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. Amr Torah, the Torah says regarding Rosh Chodesh, Ad Chodesh Yomim, Menei Yomim, the Torah says count a certain amount of days, 29, 30, and then Kaddish Chodesh. And then we have Rosh Chodesh. After 29 days or after 30 days, the Torah says we're going to have Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, says Rabbi Yeshua, the Pasuk says, Tisbru Chamish Yoim. What does the Torah mean to teach us? Manei Yomim, count the days, the Kadesh Atzeres, and after you count the 49 days, you'll have Shuas. Ma Chodesh Samech L'Biyosa Nikr. Now we speak about Rosh Chodesh, we know when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. When the new moon, after 29 days, Af Atzeres, Samech L'Biyosa Nikaris. Right after the first day of Pesach, then we know when Shavuos is going to be. Im time atzeres lo'olam acha Shabbos, if Shavuos is dependent on the day after Shabbos in Pesach, hechtei in the keres mishlovneah, maybe we won't be starting to count the Sfira until later in the month, when the new moon is not anymore identifiable. It must be that we count the Sfira from a time that the new moon is identifiable. When is the new moon identifiable? The new moon is identifiable at the beginning of the month, the first half of the month, which is before Tezayin Sivan, which is when we start counting the new moon. Rav Shmuel Eimer, Rav Shmuel says, Amr Torah, Havei Eimer b'Pesach. The Torah says we bring the carbon Eimer on Pesach. That's the day we start counting the Sfiras Eimer. That's the day that we've been learning in our Shurim so very extensively what we do to Sfiras Eimer. The Torah says the Shtei Lechem is brought on Shuas at Seres. And of course, it's very important to point out that what does the Eimer accomplish? Bringing the Eimer is when we could start eating the Chadosh in our homes. Shuas, bringing the Shtei Lechem, as we discussed in our Masechta, is from then on we could bring Karban Mincha from the Chodesh. Malahalan, Regel V'Tchilas Regel, we bring the Karban at the Yontif, and when do we bring it? At the beginning of the Yontif, by Shavuos. It has to be the beginning of the Yontif, because there's no end of the Yontif. But Tosfos explains, it's the, why is it brought on the beginning? Why is it considered beginning of the Yontif? Shavuos doesn't have an end of Yontif because the whole Yontif of Shavuos is just one day. So Tosfos explains that the halacha by Shavuos is you have days of Tashlumim, meaning that if you did not bring the carbon at the beginning of the first day on the real Yontif, you could bring it for the following 6 days as makeup days. But that's only halachas regarding the kabbonis that individuals who come to Yerushalayim for Shavuos have to bring. But when we speak about Kabbonis, the Shtei Alechem, which we just said is what the carbon that brings allows us to bring Kabbonis from Chodesh, that's always brought on the first day of Shavuos. So here too, afkan, the carbon of the Omer has to be brought on Yontif, on Pesach, and it should be brought tchilas haregel at the beginning of the Yontif. Another proof to this point, says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "V'sfaratim lachem mimochras haShabbos." V'nem haShabbos l'mata. The pasuk says, "Ad mimochras haShabbos haShviyas tisperu chamishim yoim." Mala halon. When we speak about the dishvus by shtei lechem, as we said, it's talking regular tchilas regular samachra, that the yontif is right after the sphira, afkan, so too when we count this, when we speak about this counting the sphira, regal, v'tchiris, regal, samachla, it's the regal and the beginning of the yontif. Says the Matan Rabban v'sfatim lechem, the pasuk says in the Torah v'sfatim lechem, from here we learn shtei sphira, v'kol echad v'echad. The Torah is teaching us that everybody has their own obligation should to count. So ask the Rajba, the wording of the pasuk does not necessarily indicate that. The word v'sfartim is the Lashon Rabbim. V'sfartim, so shouldn't that indicate that the Beis Din counts for everybody? So answers the Rajba, if that was the intention that Beis Din should count, the Torah should have just said v'sfartim. The fact that the Torah says v'sfartim lechem, that is an indication that every one of us has to count. At kedekach, that I up to that degree that I the bi halacha in siman tov pei tes devrei maskil u'mitzvah brings a machloikis b'kol haTorah kula. We know that halacha is that we rely on shemei kaina. Somebody else can make a bracha, and I can be yaitzu with his bracha. Question is, do we say that by svira? The fact that we're learning here in the Gemara is an obligation to do that for every one of us to count might be an indication that every one of us has to count our own spheres. And the chinuch, and speaking about this mitzvah, l'mandamazem, we learn from this pasuk, shesh mitzvah limnas l'shonam, we have to count the years, sheva sheva shonam ashnasi yovel, seven shmita cycles until the yovel, v'zois ha-mitzvah, klem v'zois ha-sfira shel shnei shmita ashnasi yovel, that mitzvah, counting the Shemitah cycles until Yovel, Nimsru Bezdin Agol HaSanhedrin. V'kena mitzvah, Shemana Shana Shana, Shvul Shoshanam Achnasa Yovel. That's the mitzvah on the Bezdin. But then the Chinuch says, for as far as we're concerned, we, the mitzvah of the Omer, is not like that. The mitzvah is that each one of us should count ourselves. Tosfos asks a question. If the Torah teaches us that we have to count, and we know that every time we count, we make a bracha before we count the spheres of Imra. But the Torah also says that when a woman is counting Hazai and the Kima, seven clean days, the Torah says v'sarfalo. So the question is, why is there no mitzvah for a woman to count those days? So Tosfos says something which is difficult to understand. This is Tosfos during Maskil Sfartim. The counting the sphere by Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah. Counting the days of a woman by the Zayin Nakim is not a mitzvah. So that's a Noyda Behuda, of course, asked that that's a very difficult answer. Of course it's a mitzvah. That's what the Torah wants us to do. So he says that the difference, what Tosfos means to say, is that when the Torah says by Sfira we should count, the Torah wants us actively to count every day. When the Torah speaks about the Nida, counting the 7 days, it's not, there's a not mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to count Sfira. There's a mitzvah to make sure that I'm not seeing any dam during these days. That's why there's no bracha. Many disagree, and many are of the opinion that just like we have a mitzvah to count every day of the Sfira, so too is there a mitzvah for the Zava, who's counting, to count every day of this, to count every individual day. Just, so why don't they make a bracha? And the answer is very simple, because by a zava, it's not a hard control to make sure that she's going to be able to count all the days. Because if something happens and she sees Dam during those days, so she loses those days. Sfira, if we're careful, then we will be able to count every day of the Sfira. Since we will be able to count every day of the Sfira, that's why the halacha is that you make a bracha and make sure to do it every day. Moreover, given that this Gemara teaches us, as we just learned with Sfat Mochem, that we all have a mitzvah to count, the Meshech Chachma makes an argument that the halacha is that not only do we have to count, but every day we have to count the peh, the hearer, just to think the bracha is inadequate. Oy, enoy, ella, l'machas Shabbos precious. So the Bryce itself asked the question, maybe when it says l'machas Shabbos, it means the day after Shabbos, it means Sunday. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef ben Yudai Marei, oy, metisbru chamosh miyoyim. Kol shvir shatay sofer, whenever you count, loyei ella chamishim yoyim. It should always be 50 days. So now, im timer machas Shabbos precious, if we say that we always begin counting the Sfira on Sunday, Pamshat Moitzah, sometimes Shavuos will be Chemishim Echad. When the first day of Pesach is on Friday, for example, and we start counting from Sunday, there's going to be 51 days to Shavuos. Or Pamshat Moitzah, Chemishim Mishnayim. If the first day of Pesach is on Thursday, and if and sometimes Chamish v'Shloish, v'Chamish v'Arba, Chamish v'Chamesh, Chamish v'Sheish. Depending on when Pesach is, and we always are going to count according to Stoikim, from the day after Shabbos, Shavuos will not always be 50 days later. It could be, depending on what day of the week Pesach falls, then, and in relation what day of the Yontif is Shabbos of Pesach, Shavuos will not be always the same day. Rav Yehuda ben Seraimer, ain't a tzarech. There's a different reason. Harei Oimer, Shiva Shavuos Tispelach. Svira Tuluya Bezdin. The Svira is dependent on Bezdin. Now, if we're going to define, he says, Mimach Shabbos, meaning Shabbos, so Shabbos is not dependent on Bezdin. Yotz Shabbos Bereshis, Shviras B'chaladom, Shabbos is Shabbos. Doesn't have Bezdin determining when Rosh Chodesh is, and accordingly being able to determine when Yontav will be, they play no role in that.